Thanks. Next one I'm going to do is another blues-tinged piece that arose out of rather sad circumstances. I was attending or headed toward the funeral of a friend in South Carolina from Maryland, and for some reason I decided to take the train. I hadn't taken the train before in my life and wasn't aware of their reputation for being late. So I'm petrified about being late, so I show up at the train station an hour and a half before the train's scheduled to leave. And I wait nervously, hoping that I won't miss the train. About 10 minutes before it's supposed to be there, I go out to the platform and start waiting for the train to show up. Well, I don't see it come. About 10 minutes after the train's supposed to be there, I panic. So I go back into the ticket booth and I say, "Where's the Crescent Line that's supposed to be headed toward Atlanta?" And the woman looks at me and she says, "Oh, that train hasn't left New York yet." I said, "What do you mean it hasn't left New York?" She said, "Yeah, the water line's froze and we have to wait for it to defrost before we can send the train out." All right, now the train station was about an hour and a half drive from my home. So, and I asked her, I said, "Well, how long is it going to take the train to get here once it leaves New York?" She said, "It's about 4 hours." I said, "Okay." So I had two choices. I could drive home, spend an hour, and then turn around and drive back, or I could kill time, 4 hours, in the train station. I decided to stay in the train station since there wasn't much to do if I drove home. And I didn't have a guitar with me, but I did write a song in my head, and then when I finally did get to a guitar, I got down as much of it as I could remember. And this is the song that came out of that. It's called Train Station Blues.